Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkendale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Last Sunday, around the parish churches, our theme came from Psalm 104. And as I was saying on Sunday, if you open your Bible right in the middle, you're probably in the Psalms around about 104. It's a psalm of creation that sings praise to the Creator and mentions all the different bits of wonder around our beautiful creation, the waters, and we've seen a lot of that recently with pretty severe weather. We hear of the plants, the trees, the animals, of the things that humanity is able to do in sharing in the work of creation. There's mention of the crops, of the wine, of the olive oil, of the bread, the things that require the hard work of humanity alongside the miracles of the Creator. The psalm ends with the thought that may God be pleased with our song. And perhaps a more accurate rendering would be, may God be pleased with our meditation, with our contemplation. Do we take time? Do we take time just to enjoy the wonders of creation and our involvement with them? May God be pleased with all our thoughts, our prayers, our meditations, and our songs. Our thoughts certainly are with all those who've been affected by extreme weather over the last few days. Today, Wednesday morning, no rain falling at the moment, but oh, over the last few days, a lot of it. It's good for all the hydro turbines around the area, but not so good for those who are now stranded on the wrong side of a landslip or a road closure for different reasons. Thoughts and prayers with you all. Yesterday, the moderator for the General Assembly, May 2019, was announced, and congratulations go to the Reverend Colin Sinclair, Minister at Palmerston Place in Edinburgh. Colin has much experience to bring to the role as an ambassador for the Church for the year from next May. Among his past experience, he was working in Zambia for 3 years as a training officer with Scripture Union. We wish him well, and I look forward to sharing the top table with him at General Assembly, as at the far end of the table, as the vice convener of the Business Committee of Assembly. We've mentioned before the Democracy Matters community consultation happening in November, Scottish Government consultation, and Scottish Churches Parliamentary Office has asked for the assistance of the churches. And there will be a consultation happening 1st of November at the Sunert Centre at 7 o'clock. And if you're interested in being a part of that, do be in touch or just come along. But it'd be good to know that we've got at least 20 people involved. Last weekend, we had the last of our harvest celebrations. The ceilidh was enjoyed by many on Friday evening, and then our harvest Thanksgiving service at Ardgour on Sunday morning. Many gifts have been able to be passed to the Lochaber Food Bank and to bring a little support and help to those who find themselves in a time of need. The next Cafe Church will be on October the 28th If you've got into the pattern of it being the third Sunday of the month, then watch out this month. A wee change just to avoid the October school holidays. So the 28th of October, 9:30, we meet for bacon rolls, tea and coffee, and a time to gather together. And then we begin for real at 10 o'clock with Cafe Church as we gather around tables with some thoughts and discussions, continuing on the big theme, big questions, and all are welcome on that occasion. In Ardgour, there will be an evening service, 6 o'clock, on the 28th. Other worship times and places as usual. In September, on the fifth Sunday of the month, we had our joint service at Ardgour, and some of the members of the guilds, the Struntian and Ardgour Guild, along with Morvern Guild, had participated in that service, and we heard about some of the ongoing work of the guild locally, nationally and internationally. The autumn rally for the Lochaber Guilds Together takes place on Tuesday the 23rd of October in Duncansborough Macintosh Church, and a soup lunch will be served from 12 noon, and this will be followed by the meeting when the guest speaker will be Dr. Pam Cairns, who will speak on the project Free to Live Trust, one of the six projects being supported by the guilds in this current three-year cycle. MAD, Making a Difference, takes a little break over the October school holidays, but will resume again into November. That's Friday afternoons down at the Abernethy Centre with staff and students there, and all primary school age children are welcome Friday afternoons after school. Remembrance Sunday this year coincides with Armistice Day, the 11th of November, and details of all the services and wreath laying at the war memorials is in the current edition of Jay Hadal, also on the church website, and we'll bring more news about that on the podcast in the coming weeks. Thank you for listening to the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of what's on and worship times, do check out aksm.org.uk, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. For full details, have a look at aksm.org.uk/podcast. Thank you, and may God bless you all.